He's the one that destroys family. He's the one that corrupts the mind. He's the one that insinuates evil. He's the one that does everything. Now you are coming to marry for sex. You are coming to marry for money. You are coming to marry for whatever. You are coming to marry for the wrong reasons. And the other person that knows your interest in this marriage is instigating you to get on the nerves of your spouse. So until you tame the common enemy, you and your spouse can never be on the same wavelength in most matters. So what I'm saying here is, to the millennials, to the Gen Zs, the Bible has been corrupted. Minister, preachers of the gospel have messed up some of them. So now, no, they can't really believe the older generation. And some of them have seen their parents manage marriage, and some did not even see any marriage. Some did not see. So I'm addressing, right as I'm sitting here, I'm addressing some people who came from broken homes, who came from homes that seemingly looked as if it was standing, but there were no examples that they could glean on and take on into their life journey. How do we change the narratives of corruption that are surrounded marriage in such a way that we can trust? Because it's not about money. If my mind is right, as a man thinketh, so you see, everything about my perception of marriage is my mindset. Until this mind is reworked, whatever conversations we hold about marriage will not go far. Because it's a thing of the mind.
Mama Kathy, they say love is sweet. But when money is inside, the love is sweeter.
You're taking advantage. And you must understand the purpose for marriage, in purpose for money in marriage.
Let me stop you here for a minute. So if it's your first time watching Connected Minds, or you have been here before but still have not subscribed, do us a favor, because majority of the people that watch our videos have not subscribed. This doesn't help us grow beyond what we expect. So help us by hitting the subscribe button. Thank you. Now let's get back to the conversation.
Money is sweet too. I am not denying that at all. Money is sweet. Money is comfort. Money makes life go on. But we must understand that to make that money work for us, there also has to be a corresponding peace,
right?
Understanding and intentionality, and making sure that the money we seek after is not with the mindset of destroying what we stand for and the legacy we want to leave behind.
Should women tell their husbands exactly how much they are earning?
It depends on who the woman is married to. It's not a blanket answer. Yes or no. I say that with all caution. The right thing is to be transparent financially. That's the right thing. Financial transparency. Oh my goodness. 101% financial transparency. But you see, every marriage is not the same. There's a marriage that if a spouse knows everything you earn, the children's school fees may not be paid. House rent will not be renewed. Certain basic needs and utilities will not be taken care of. Because, not because the other person is bad, but because there are tendencies that needs to be nipped. I still go back to how we were raised. There are people, I've counseled a person that said all through his life before he married, he never had savings, never open account. As a man, never. If he has, he chops it, finish. He starts again, chops it. I'm not saying I read from a book, so. And you can't blame him, because upbringing, effect of upbringing. Most training is for the formative years. So I go back now. Should women open up completely? Yes. If you have a husband that understands management and understands how to, handle finances, and then the two of you will join your heads together to making the best out of the finances you are blessed with. But if you have a man that, if you open up completely and you have 3 children or 2 children or 4 children, and you have a man who, if he knows how much you earn, he'll finish it with drinking or taking it to take care of. I have, this job exposes me to thousands of human beings. So I'm not saying this because it's a head knowledge from, no. I have met a man who, when once the wife used to hand over 100% of her salary to him, 100%, he was not unfaithful. He wasn't playing around with women. No. He will use that money to visit people who are not well, to visit them and see how they are doing. And the money will finish in 2 weeks. So you get to know that the children's school fees are pending. Money for food in the house finished. He's using the money to fill the car and run around and do whatever he wants to do. And he's not contributing a dime to the household. He wasn't generating any income. So it's very dangerous to come and sit down and say, be transparent, when you do not know the dynamics operational in people's homes. So it depends on the home. It depends on the couple. It depends on what is playing out. But the real thing should be financial transparency. I have sat in a place, I was tired one of those days, and I needed rest. And my husband said, okay, you go rest somewhere. So I went to one of the hotels to just cool off a bit for a weekend. There was I was to leave, I think, Monday evening or so. And a woman drove into that hotel. Okay, this is real life and this is me. So I had gone. I didn't want to take breakfast that morning, but I just felt there was strong compulsion to go to the restaurant. So a few minutes to 10, I decided to walk there. And this woman drove in her SUV with a driver and came and then asked, can I sit with you? I said, that's okay. And she sat with me. She came, she worked with the World Bank then. That's a couple of years. I've never met her. I never knew her from Adam. She sat with me and started talking. We exchanged pleasantries. And after she opened, the nutshell is, she said she's been crying in the car, driving from Accra to that place. Why? She works with World Bank. Her husband had called and said that his car had broken down. And so he needed about $500 equivalent to fix the engine of the car. She said she didn't have. She had to raise it from the office and send it to him. So unfortunately, the mechanic was trying to reach him to let him know that the spec they were looking for, he couldn't find. He kept calling, he couldn't get him. Ultimately, he had to call the wife and said, okay, I've been trying to reach boss. This is the situation. And he asked, okay, oh, why? It should be a common distinct. He mentioned the car. It wasn't his car. He had collected this money to fix the side chick's car from the wife that he doesn't support. Please, if it were your sister, your mother, your whatever, will you now be 100% transparent to a person who is not trustworthy? So in counseling and in helping relationships, you've got to know not one size fits all. It depends on the dynamics of the marriage people are into. If you are married to a woman or a man, and there are also cases of women, where once they know how much you earn as a man, if he doesn't finish, they will never rest. They will buy all the laces, the shoe, they did everything. They'll place a demand on that money such that you can invest, you can live a productive life. So do you now go and tell him, I just want a contract of $100,000? Hey, Range Rover. That they have been waiting for. The money has come. But you see, every marriage must outlive itself by leaving inheritance for the children. In leaving inheritance for other people God had connected to your loins. For you to be a blessing to. So the answer is 100% yes. If you are married to a person that you are the same wavelength, a person that you are working together at creating a future and making sure that you will not look back with regret at how the money was expended, that you were supposed to be wise in managing the information around it.
Wow. That being said, speak to the younger generation who are now talking to each other, basically what they should be talking about to make sure that, you know, when they eventually get married, you know, it can smoothen the road a little bit for them.
Brilliant question. To the younger generation, I would say, number one, no woman should follow a man blindly without a vision. Every young man who desires to settle down should have at least an idea of the vision that he's running with. When you get to the bank or any institution, you see framed on the wall vision. That determines who they hire. That determines the business they do. That determines the entire processes in that office. It's not good enough to desire marriage as a man, as a young man, without having a vision of where you are going. Because that vision should determine who you take on.
Connected Minds Podcast.